Hey, Jeremy, just tell us, what was your reaction when you got the call from New England Patriots, and did you have any hint that they may pick you?
My reaction was just, I was surprised. I was I was speechless, man. It was just a blessing just to get that phone call. Finally, I've been waiting a long, long time. And, I mean, it just, to me, it's just a blessing. I still can't believe I'm still speechless at this moment. So, now I was just sitting around with my family and just waiting around. And I finally got that phone call. Just speechless.
Jeremy, you've said before you think the Patriots would be a perfect fit for you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Been known for having, you know, smaller guys and, you know, just a very team-oriented football team is, like, you know, just producing, like, smaller guys is to work in small spaces against big people. So, I just felt like it'll be a good fit in as far as myself and how I play and, you know, just what I can bring and, like, what they have for me to bring to the table. So, you know.
Did they work you out? Did you come up to New England for a workout?
No. Coach Brian O'Shea came down to Ann Arbor to work me out, and, you know, we spent a couple hours with each other, you know, on the board and on the field doing routes and stuff. So.
Think it helps having a quarterback from Michigan?
Say it again.
Think it's going to help you that they have a quarterback who happened to play from Michigan?
I think absolutely, but I'm just there to fit in and just to compete and just go in and to be the best guy I can and just to make everything happen for the team myself. So.
Have you met Tom?
I have. I met him one time. He came to my facility and he spoke with the team, and I haven't gotten a chance to speak with him directly, but from the speech that he's given the team, he's a great guy. I can't wait to be around him and to play with him.
What did you take from the speech that he gave, Jeremy? What do you remember about what he told you guys?
Hard work and dedication. I know for him it wasn't easy to. I know he struggled a little bit, and I know with the draft it took a. He was waiting too. So, and when he got that chance, and when he got his name called, he made the best of it. And for me, being in the same situation, I want to follow in his footsteps to be one of the greatest to play the game.
Jeremy, you obviously had a fantastic year for Michigan this last year. Does it, I guess, hurt a little bit to sit for as long as you did, waiting to see if you'd be picked?
No. I mean, to me, I didn't mind. I mean, I was doing everything to stay away from the television and to keep my mind off the draft and to focus on other things and just spend time with my family. And my name got called, it got called, and it was a blessing. But if it didn't, I was going to continue on and to live out my dream and continue to push forward.
Did you have
greatness? But the fact that it happened so late, I mean, just a blessing to me. I'm just glad my name got called.
I'm sorry. Did you have the TV on when the Patriots called, or were you
no,
doing something?
My brothers had the TV on. I was outside with my nieces, just watching them play around, and I got the phone call from my coach Belichick, and I just grabbed my nieces and ran in the house, and everybody just started screaming and stuff. So,
what does it mean to you to have your teammates and the players vote you as the most valuable on the team?
It means a lot. I mean, it shows character. It shows, you know, the responsibility. It shows, like, me being a team player. It shows me caring. Them guys trusting in me as well. So it means a lot to me that my teammates put all their trust in me and that they put all their trust in me and hold me accountable for everything and being the type of teammate that I am.
Jeremy, as you mentioned, the Patriots have produced a lot of smaller guys that have come through their system. Do you model your game after any of the Welkers or the Edelmans and the small, quicker guys?
Absolutely. They're tough, small guys, and they're able to work in small spaces versus big guys. And I try to model my game after them, and because they're great guys, they're great players. And, I mean, everybody look at the size and, you know, like what they can bring to the table as like a 6'2 guy as far as like a 5'7 or a 5'10 guy. And to me, I just think that doesn't matter. I mean, just what you can bring to the table as far as your heart and their ability to play the game.
Jeremy, who are you with right now, and are you at home in Florida, or are you somewhere else?
I am home in Florida. I'm with my dad, my mom, and my nieces, my brother, my sister, so.
Hey, do you have any connection whatsoever to the Boston area other than, hintingly knowing Tom Brady? Have you ever been here, any family here, or anything like that?
Never been there, never seen it. As far as Tom Brady, that's probably the only thing I have that can connect me to New England Patriots. But I mean, I can't wait to get there. I'm excited to join. I'm excited to be on the team. I'm excited to have my name called. I'm excited to. I just can't wait to get there and see what I can do.
Jeremy, can you tell us what your special teams experience is? I read that you did some returning. Were you the full-time guy, punts and kicks?
Yes, sir. I was punt return, kick return, and probably my whole entire career in college. And, something I've always been doing since I was younger, and something I hope to continue to do when I get there.
Did anyone on the Patriots talk to you about special teams?
No, sir. I haven't spoken to anyone about it yet.